conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
You think this is another culture war?
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Monday, June the 3rd, 2024. And of course, you know what month this is. It's the month that they all come out with their whole sinful act and say, oh, yes, it's wonderful. We get to sin. We get to sin. Well, one day all this is going to change. But until then, I guess we have to kind of endure this nonsense. But anyways, we're here to talk about stupidity that we see happening going on across the country, and mainly what happened in New York. What happened in New York should have never happened. But guess what? Thousands and thousands of people showing their support for President Trump. Now, people have been talking about it throughout the day. $200 million in support of President Trump, $200 million. You know what that says? That says the American people are not buying the BS that the Democrats are putting out there. Not buying it. Not buying it at all. But they like for us to believe it. Like for us to believe it. Hey, I think my audio is picking up from this camera here. Can you verify it? So it doesn't sound like room a microphone here. Because I think it's coming through there as well. Yeah, it's coming through there as well. If you can fix that for me, please. So, listen to this one. This is I'm not going to go into a lot of details about the $200 million that President Trump raised ever since they found him guilty of these fraudulent charges. They don't care. They know what they did. But they pulled President Trump out and they said that he's a convicted felon. Because they say he is, right? Without any evidence, no proof, no crime. They're just saying that he's a convicted felon, right? This is what Democrats have been doing all along. They constantly saying that he was an illegitimate president when he wasn't. They kept saying that he didn't win the election when he did. Right? So now because they have it on paper, because they weaponized the court system against President Trump, they're all saying that he is now a convicted felon, simply because they have it on paper. But I just want to share one thing with you. This was the UFC fight, and you see Joe split screen it. You can see Joe Rogan here interviewing this guy after the fight, And he just comes out and says that he's supporting President Trump. And he says he's even going to donate to President Trump. This is huge. I know y'all have seen the videos. People have been sharing the videos. They've gone viral over and over and over again. With the amount of support that President Trump receives when he just walks into this arena. He walks into the arena. They announce it on the big speakers. And the arena just, you know, explodes in support of President Donald J. Trump. And this is something that fears, that puts the fear into the Democrats. Watch this.
President Trump, you're the man, bro. It is a damn travesty what they're doing to you. I'll be donating to you, my man. Let's get it done.
Let's get it done. Congratulations, sir.
Sean Strickland, ladies and gentlemen.
Right there. But see, that's just one person of many. For $200 million to go in to support President Trump says a lot. It's waking the community up. It's waking people up. There's a video with Eric Trump where he was saying that they've seen donations from people. Now, it's kind of interesting how they got this information, but they have their ways on getting this information. But they've seen waves of people that never even donated, got involved in the political arena before. And now all of a sudden they're sending donations to President Donald J. Trump, to his campaign. The Democrats are scrambling right now trying to figure out what in the world just happened. Do you think they will ever at any point realize what they've done? Do you think at any point that the Democrats will go, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have done this? They've literally turned President Trump into a martyr. I mean, President Trump is getting attacked by the system. He's getting attacked by the establishment. He's getting attacked by the elitists. And what they've done to President Trump just showed the entire world how President Trump is one of us. President Trump is one of us. They showed the entire world that President Trump is someone that they don't like, so they want to crush him like they crush the rest of us. And you know, I got to thinking, you have Fascist Book and you have ScrewTube, and before it was Twitter. We kind of need to say thank you to an extent, because the more they censor all of us on these platforms, the more people become curious, even though people are not seeing certain things any longer, right? You're not seeing it. But then a lot of people start wondering, well, why am I not seeing it? But a great deal, they're not seeing it, so they're not wondering. So they're just thinking that we're no longer supporting President Trump. This is why, right now, if you go on Fascist Book, like if I went on Fascist Book, did live on Fascist Book right now, less than 100 people would see it. Less than 100 people would be connected. And there's still over 350,000 people on my Facebook page. But they're purposely making it to where people don't see any of the content that I share in support of President Trump, period, because they want people to believe that the American people are turning their backs on President Trump. But $200 million says otherwise. It completely says the opposite of what they're hoping for. So again, Fascist Book and ScrewTube, they're doing all that they can to prevent the American people from seeing the truth, from seeing that we're all rallying behind President Trump. They're doing everything that they can, and it's not working. See, before, the government state media, they controlled the narrative. The government state media would put out information. That was from the, you know, the telly, when it was black and white, and then became, you know, some color, you know, when it started transition to full color. When it was just 480, before it was 720 and 1920 and 4K now, in some cases 8K. But they were able to control what people was receiving. Think about it. They was able to control the information. You had the newspapers. They did the exact same thing. I saw this video with the Rockefellers, and they were talking about how the Rockefellers actually put a lot of money in, and they took over the newspapers and the government state media. working with the CIA, they took CIA operatives and they put them as news anchors in the government state media. So every time something came out, they were able to push that narrative onto the people and everybody believed it. Now, see, if they attempted to do what they're doing right now, back in like, let's say to say, even as late as the 80s, right? If they would have done this in the 80s, the 70s, most definitely in the 60s and so on. But if they would have attempted to do what they're doing right now, the President Trump trying to discredit him, trying to have everyone believe that President Trump should not be able to run for the presidency because they hate him so much, people would believe that President Trump is guilty. People would believe that President Trump was judged, or he was, they deliberated the 12 jurors. The jury, those sitting on the jury pool, came together, all 12 of them said that he was guilty, when in this case, the judge said only 4 of them need to say that he's guilty, and the other 8 can say that President Trump was innocent, but the judge says that he's going to go with the 4, with the minority. In the 80s, they could have gotten away with this. I mean, they're getting away with it now to an extent. What I'm saying about them getting away with it, that if this was done in the 80s and the 70s, we wouldn't know otherwise. We didn't have a Rumble channel then. We didn't have X then. We didn't have True Social then. We didn't have Getter. We didn't have these other outlets to get information that we're getting now. So they're having to try to work double time to try to manipulate the masses. That's why when you turn on the telly right now and you listen to them, like if you're watching the government state media, they're all saying that President Trump, because of the Constitution, President Trump, he was judged by his peers. And they're saying, they're putting it out there, and like just told you, that it was unanimous. They all did it together. And that's not true. Again, the judge says only 4 of them need to agree. But you hear all of the government state media, you hear all of these woke politicians, these Democrats, all of them say it was unanimous. It's unanimous. And all of the, and I'm telling you, you know how when they do those videos, with, you know, they get the government state media and they put a box here with one station and another one, another one, another one, and they fill it all up. You know, the one really went viral was the one that said, there, our democracy, our democracy, our democracy, and all the windows, search for all of them, they would all be saying right now, that it was unanimous, and they purposely leave out that, because he said only 4 need to agree. So that's the 4 that he went with. But yet they still went along with networks like LFA, for the most part, you know, to actually get out. There's a lesson.
All that they were going to be battling over was.
You see that? Okay. Okay, hold on. We're going to try to fix these technical issues real quick. Just stop it and start it back. All right. Are we back yet? Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay. Yep, there we go. We're back. Okay. I think we're good. Okay, looks, I can see it now. All right. Okay. Y'all good now? Y'all see me? Can y'all hear me now? I'm not sure what's going on. Am I over the target? What's going on? And I'm sitting there talking. Okay, are we back? Okay, I think we're back. Hopefully it doesn't freeze up. Man. Okay. Looks good. Okay. All right, everybody. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. It's like brute force attack here. What's happening? What's going on? So obviously I must be over something because this is kind of weird. This shouldn't be happening. Should not be happening. You know, last week, my producer, she was saying some stuff on camera that would validate the Fed showing up at my door. And I had to say, hey, we can't say that. We can't say these things, you know. But, you know, my producer, she believes strongly in free speech. I do, too. Let me say really quick, Pat, thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much for the donations. Please, please. And my producer actually put it in there. If you can go to LFATV.us/donate. I think it would do that. Or JeremyHarrell.com. Yeah. JeremyHarrell.com/donate. You can support the LFA network. So, okay. Look like we're good. I'm just trying to make sure that we're solid here before I bring some of this more of this information to you, because you really don't want to miss any of this. Okay. I guess we need to skip that last break. We'll just call that the break, everybody, and we're just going to move forward. Okay. One of the things that was really brought to my attention, and I've been thinking about this ever since they did this fraudulent activity to President Trump. Everything they've been doing to President Trump has been fraudulent. But picture this, everybody. Come on, bear with me. President Trump did nothing. He's done nothing wrong. Did nothing wrong. They've been trying to get President Trump, even in 2015. Remember the whole fake dossier?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
You remember that?
Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
They're still saying it today that President Trump
Russia, Russia,
colluded
Russia.
With Russia. They're still saying it, even after the Mueller report. But anyways, they've been trying to get President Trump all this time. They kept failing. Nothing was working. They couldn't make it happen. So what did they do? They brought up fraudulent charges, and they found a corrupt judge along with this corrupt DA to say that he's guilty, with four jurors to say that he's guilty. Wow, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on. This is wild. I mean, the brute force attacks that's happening. I should.
Your microphone, Shannon.
Okay, are we back? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, yep, there it is. Like, I don't, you know what? I'm at a loss for words here. I don't know what's going on. So I want to say thank you for everyone who's sticking around. Hopefully we don't have any more technical issues here. It's like a brute force attack that's going on. I can't explain it, right? Surely I'm not that, I mean, surely I can't be that much over the target. Okay, so someone said, haven't heard from Shannon. Okay, yep, I'm back on. Okay, hey, help me out. Help me out, everybody. Help me out, please. Please help me out. Share the link to this video. Hopefully, I think Rumble will cut out all of the time that it was down. So if someone sees it on a replay, it should be okay still. So please, if you would, go ahead and hit the share button on this. Help me get the numbers back up. I do apologize for the videos.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. We did a show earlier and we didn't have any issues. So
yeah, I mean, it's like I'm just going at it here.
You were going at it, Will.
I mean, I'm just going at it, and then all of a sudden, my producer, she said, "Will, it froze." So
yeah. So, okay. Well, let's go. Let's rock. Okay. We don't have much time left.
Yep. So we're gonna take the rest of the time here, and let me share some of this information with you. This video that I want to share with you right before the last time it went out is about how they're trying to give this whole idea that you should not support President Trump. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they want. They don't want you to hear information on why they are doing what they're doing. To give an example on what I'm trying to talk about here, this is the BBC. Did you see? This is President Trump. One of President Trump's lawyers went on the BBC, and this lady on the BBC is trying to tell President Trump's lawyer, basically saying, well, if he goes to jail, how is he going to run for the presidency? How's he going to do that? The BBC, along with ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSDNC, every government state media outlet out there, they're telling people, well, if he goes to jail, you won't be able to vote for him, but you will be able to. And I even had conversations with some conservatives here recently, and they had it in their minds. They had this impression saying, well, if they keep doing this and they put him in jail, what are we going to do? How will we be able to vote for him? He won't be able to run for president, for the presidency. And I said, absolutely, he will be able to run for presidency. President Trump can be sitting in the jail cell and we'll be able to vote for him. Okay, so let me play this. Watch this.
We have seen some corruption that this country has frankly never seen before in our judicial system. It is very real. It is not posturing by any means. It is 100% a problem that this country is going to have to handle and get a grapple on in November. Donald Trump is the victim of political selective prosecution.
He's a victim. 100%. Now watch the lady from the BBC. Just like all of the other government state media outlets, they want this narrative, say, well, he's going to be in jail. How do you do this? Watch this.
And if he fails in his appeal that you say that you would win and he does end up in jail, would he run for president from a jail cell?
You see this? Will he run from president from the jail cell? Will he run? And I'm telling you right now, they're all pushing his narrative out there to try to convince everybody that he cannot be president. He cannot run for the presidency from a jail cell. And the only reason why he would go to the jail cell because of the Democrats. This whole appeals court, I showed y'all the images last week. This whole appeals court, it's a setup. When Joe Biden said, just like any American, he can appeal this. When Joe Biden is like kind of encouraging him to go to the appeals court, they already have that set up. In Manhattan, this judge was set up. There's a whole setup. It was rigged.
He is running for president. Nothing will change there.
Even if he ends up being locked up.
Again, I recommend you find the latest polls in this country from the people that live in this country, the people that need him in this country, because frankly, it's more important than anything anybody else thinks. Our people are speaking loudly. They're donating, they're small donors, and they're standing up because they're afraid, because we cannot have this happen to us.
And it is happening to us. They're doing it to President Trump, but they're doing it to us. That's the goal here, to do it to the American people. They're wanting to lock up President Trump and all of the MAGA Republicans. This reminds me of Nazi Germany. Lock up your political opponents and then go after the people that supported your political opponent.
And you know what? Well, I think fake news is going to kick in even harder. You know, we've seen all of them want him to go to jail, right? And you just heard his lawyer say, look at all the latest polls. Well, guess what? ABC News this morning, Will, put out a poll.
Really?
And it says, you could put it up on the screen if you want. It says half of Americans think Trump's guilty verdict was correct. Should end campaign. That's what they're saying.
There's ABC.
ABC News.
And see, of course, this is what they're putting out there. And I don't buy that.
I don't either, because
I mean, half the country. I mean, really half the country. So if that was true, it wouldn't be $200 million. Going to his campaign.
Exactly.
If it was half the country.
Exactly.
This is how the CIA, and I don't know if y'all heard this earlier when it was freezing up, when I saw this video where they were talking about, you know, the whole Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird, CIA, they took all of these CIA operatives and they put them in the government state media and they were pushing out the certain narrative to get people to believe something. They're doing the exact same thing here. the fact that they're saying that half the country, that's a bunch of BS. That has, when has ABC even had half the country view their network?
That's a really good question.
I mean, really, think about that.
Yeah.
They're not even, no, I mean, I would go as far as saying not even a quarter of the American people watch that crap any longer.
But
not
you
even
know
a quarter.
The sad thing is there are still a large majority of people that are deceived. Well, you and I actually, you know, met with some people this past weekend, and they're conservative people, but they were so ignorant of everything that happened through Trump's trial, right? They didn't realize that only four people had to agree on the charges in order to convict him as guilty. They didn't even know that. And so that's what concerns me the most.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is making sure that people aren't ignorant voters.
Yeah. And you know, even the leftist liberals that know that they did this, they're gonna say it's not true.
Oh, they don't care. Happen. I mean, they honestly don't care.
It didn't happen. It's not true.
I mean, they still say Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
Even though we spent millions of dollars proving it wasn't Russia, Russia, Russia. Right? I mean, it's maddening is what it is. But will you
Russia, Russia, Russia.
There it is.
People are saying it. You know,
Russia, Russia, Russia.
What is all of this going to lead to? We are divided now as much as we were before the Civil War.
I mean, I think we're past that point.
Yeah.
Of the division,
I would agree too, because the issues we have today are, there's many more. You know, back then they didn't have as many issues as they, I mean, as far as the, you know, things that, because there's so many different people. So there's climate issues, and there's, you know, LGBT issues, and there's, you know, political warfare, and there's the border, and there's all these issues that they didn't even have then. And so, yeah, you're right. We are divided even more so on more issues.
Yeah. Or even divided.
So
more.
It's really scary. I mean,
so let me share one from ABC really quick before we got to take one, at least one break here. But let me share this with you from ABC, where Judge Stephanopoulos is
on
here.
He's not a judge,
huh?
He's not a judge.
George Stephanopoulos on here on ABC, but doesn't want to talk about the fact that Joe Biden's regime is actually involved in this whole thing against President Trump. The number three person from the DOJ just disappeared, leaves his job, then he shows up on this case, and we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden's regime is not involved. George Stephanopoulos is acting just like one of these CIA operatives. Watch this.
And of course, the Attorney General in Manhattan has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. Finally, what do you expect from the sentencing process?
I vehemently disagree that the district attorney in New York was not politically motivated here. And I vehemently disagree that President Biden and his political allies aren't up to their necks in this prosecution. I think the fact
there's
that
there's no evidence of that, sir, there's no. I'm not going to let you continue to say that. There's just zero evidence of that.
Well, how about the fact that Matthew Colangelo was standing over Alvin Bragg's shoulder when he announced this verdict? I mean, Colangelo was the number three official in the Biden Department of Justice who suddenly disappears and shows up as an assistant district attorney right as Trump's case in New York starts to proceed.
After the decision was made,
you want to talk about political coordination?
This has nothing to do. This has nothing to do. No, it's not. This has nothing to do with President Biden. Do you want to answer the question about the sentencing process or not?
I completely disagree that this has nothing to do with President Biden. With respect to sentencing, as I said before, we're going to vigorously challenge this case on appeal. I don't think President Trump is going to end up being subject to any sentence whatsoever. And we look forward to getting this case into the next court and taking this again all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, if necessary, to vindicate President Trump's rights.
I mean, you see this? I'm so glad that he did not let up. I'm so glad that he did not go along with it. I'm so glad that he actually called it out on ABC. And this dude here.
Thanks for your time this morning.
There you go. Thanks for your time this morning.
And you know what? Here, I gotta say something. Stephanopoulos is the number one White House correspondent for the Democrat Party, right? And he is a guy that just wrote a book, Will, on the deep state. He literally said the deep state exists and they're patriots. Well, who do you think is running?
He put the deep state in a
good light.
Who's
doing this for the Biden administration. The deep state. So he admits that it
the
is.
The deep state was put in a good light.
Well, of course. But
there's
still,
nothing wrong with the deep state doing what they're doing.
He still admits that they exist. And then he pretty much says, well, they don't really exist. That's not true. That's not happening. There's no proof of that. What do you think the deep state does? Of course they're going to ensure that there's no proof of it.
You know exactly what the deep state is doing, but he wrote the book to like a CIA operative to put it out there trying to say the deep state, they're nothing but patriots. They're doing the right thing for American people. They're working in the background. They're doing all this corruption, what they don't call corruption, because they want them to get President Trump. Look, again, they didn't have nothing on the man. They couldn't get anything on the man. They made this whole thing up. I mean, why didn't they try him 7 years ago with this? You know why they didn't? Because they came back and said, "Oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. We can't do it." And they're going, "Well, they should have done it anyways. Just get him on something." So since they couldn't get him on anything, they made it up. Got four jurors to say, yep, guilty, regardless of the other eight saying innocent, just so they can say that they got him. But I'm telling y'all, there's so many videos and so many people saying, you know what? I didn't like Trump. I didn't like his demeanor. I didn't like the way he was acting. I don't like the things that he say. Some people saying, I hate Trump. And then they go, but I'm voting for him. Think about that. They say all these things. I don't like him. He's this and this and this and this and this, but I'm voting for him because President Trump represents all of us. President Trump reminds the entire country of us because of what they're doing to him. We all have been in this position where we looked at the system and we talk about the system. We complain about the system. We even sometimes to address the issues in the system. And we see how the system comes after us as Americans. And most of the time it's like, well, there's nothing we can do because it's the system. We don't have the funds to go up against the system. We don't have the manpower to go up against the system. And then they go after President Trump. The system. The very system that we're all against, even those on the left, they keep talking about the system. And a lot of black people, what they just did to President Trump, they said, wait a minute, they just did him the way they do us. This is what a lot of black people. Now, I never claimed to be a victim. Have I been victimized in certain things? Sure, but I don't go in here and complain about it. All the wells will. But what they just did to President Trump send the message out to the entire country and even the world that President Trump is one of us and they just did it to one of us. And if they did it to him, they're going to do it to us. It's not even a matter of time. They've already started doing it. But now that they've done it to him, they took the law system and they made up charges that already ran out of statute of limitation. And they made up charges. Let's just make them up as we go along. Let's just change the rules as we go along. Let's just do this to get them. And I'm pretty sure you've all heard about the jury pool along with the judge pool. To my understanding, there's 24 judges in this pool in Manhattan, 24. And out of that 24, you're supposed to randomly select a judge out of the pool. I'm pretty sure most of you have heard this. But for those of you that have not heard this, listen to what I'm telling you. They randomly select the judge to be on the case. In this case, Judge Machar was not even in the pool of 24. He was an acting judge, not even in the pool. So they bypassed the pool and they said, put him on it. And they come to find out that he was donating to these anti-Trump organizations. Get Trump organizations, mind you. Come on, now, people. Come on. He was donating to Get Trump organization. Get him. They all knew this, But somehow he ended up with the case. How's that possible? What are the odds in that? I mean, really, Judge Mishon needs to go out and buy a lotto ticket. How is that even possible? Should have never happened. But you know what? Talking about not complaining. Let me ask y'all one quick question here. And I want y'all to let me know in the chat. What happens if they actually put President Trump in jail? What happens? And I'm just kind of curious. What do y'all think is going to happen? I'm serious. What do you think is going to happen? I don't think there's going to be any violence. Well, listen to President Trump here. He was asked a question about them actually trying to put him in jail. And President Trump is cool as a cucumber. And I'm telling you, President Trump knows that if they put him in jail, it's going to confirm his win this November. Isn't that a strange world we live in? You put the man in jail, it confirms his win. It really does. It's going to. Watch.
They could, the judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail.
It could.
How do you face
it
could. What that could
look. I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. You just the way.
Don't beg for anything. Don't beg them. President Trump. I mean, this dude is taking one for the team. And it's not a small one. Just listen to this. This dude is taking one for the team. Because he could step out even right now. I'm telling you, even right now, if President Trump came up and says, I'm ending my campaign. But as of now, they will still put him in jail. They will still put him in jail just to make sure he stays done. Because they're so terrified of him. But they would be like, okay, everything else would just go away. And they would say, okay, well, we're just going to, they would keep him in jail just long enough for the election to go through. If he says he's going to drop out, but see, President Trump knows he can't drop out. They're trying to destroy him, his family, this country, our freedoms, our civil liberties, everything. They're trying to destroy everything. Okay, so I want to apologize. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened earlier where I was freezing. So we're good now. I don't know what happened, but let me go ahead and plug this in here because I gotta plug this in. This is one of the ways that we actually fight for our country. And this is one way that you can support the network and keep us going here. And this is something that I've been really looking into myself. I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secure with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsors, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing or what the federal government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metal Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA audience. Click on the link in the description of this video or call the special 800 number and you'll receive up to $10,000 in free silver. Call them today. Tell them LFA sent you. Call them today. Also, let me tell you about Done With Debt. DoneWithDebt.com. Can we put that one up there too? DoneWithDebt.com. This is something that everyone really need to be paying attention, especially in Bidenomics, this Biden inflation that we're going in. DoneWithDebt.com. We all really, every last one of us need to be paying attention to this, what's happening here. They are called debt traps. And that debt trap you're caught in isn't your fault. You didn't cause the inflation. You didn't set the gas prices or make the credit card companies jack up their interest rates. The thing is, the debt trap that this debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get it out now. The only company I recommend is Done With Debt, donewithdebt.com. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they'll stand between you and the debt collectors, these bill collectors, you know, they're constantly calling. Then they'll negotiate a plan to help you get out of debt permanently without going bankruptcy or even taking out a loan. But listen, these strategies are time sensitive. So you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. This couldn't be easier. This can be easier to get a free consultation. Share what you're dealing with. They'll explain a strategy to ease your debt faster and erase it quicker than you thought possible. That is donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com. Go today. Check it out today. Also, really quick, I want to say thank you again for the Rumble rant. Right now, we need you to support us as much as possible. Anything helps. I know sometimes they do the little $2 Rumble rants showing up on the chats here. So if someone wants to bless us by doing the $2 Rumble rants, that'd be absolutely wonderful. And at the same time, if you can go to jeremyharrell.com, can we put that on the screen? jeremyharrell.com, support us there as well. jeremyharrell.com, support us on the website as well. I think a short link is lfatv.us, but jeremyharrell.com, and then you go /donate. You can do it. Let's put it up on the screen. Yeah. You can put, yep, right there. Go there. Support the network, everybody. Please support the network because the battle is real. We're going to see more craziness happening, more stupid stuff happening in the days to come. So jeremyharrell.com/donate. Right? So, okay. Check it out. I think if I'm not mistaken, you can go to lfatv.us.
You can, and then just lfatv.us,
and then just click on donate.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing. lfatv.us and click on donate, and it will take you there to support the LFA network. All right? Do it. Do we have enough time for me to squeeze one more out of here?
Sure.
We're at the end.
Oh, wait.
It's pretty close, right? Let me play a couple seconds of this one. This is just really disgusting here. This wicked person is wanting President Trump to go to Rikers Island. Have y'all seen this?
These are the things that I wanted to ask y'all about, because this is great to see that our justice system can work. Mm-hmm. It does work, because we haven't seen this for a while, and particularly with him. But, you know, the judge is going to have to sentence him. And one of the things that's been bothering me is I keep hearing all these pundits saying, well, you know, he's a first-time offender. You know, it's not going to, you know, he's... And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you got 175,000 cases where people are coming for you. So you're not actually a first-time offender. And wouldn't this go to the kind of habits that you have in terms of your rhetoric? But I want the judge to give him 6 months. Can I tell you why? And then you tell me everything. Yeah. I want him to give him 6 months because one of the things that we're hearing from all these young men that we've been talking to is that they love him because he has no consequences. Mm. He's a man. They keep talking about how manly he is. He doesn't have to do anything. Right. And I feel like if we are going to treat this man who used to be president like everybody else, you're convicted of felonies. You got to do a little bit of time, and then you have to say to the judge, you know, I did this. I'm sorry. He has, you know, this is what you would have to do if you were trying to get out. Yeah. So
show remorse. Can I answer that question?
Please. So lock him up.
Because basically, I think it's a very important point. Mm-hmm. Judge Mershon has, I think he has really done a good job in terms of keeping that courtroom together. Yes. I spent this morning speaking to someone from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. They're called Street Fighters. Mm. He believes that they will recommend a 1 year term in prison. And that is because when you spend a year in prison in New York or under, you serve in Rikers Island.
And that's what they want. You can get it off the screen. That's what they want. That's what they want. That's what they want. I don't like these people. These people give me feelings for them that I should not have. And I'm pretty sure all of y'all feel the same way. All right, I got to get off of here so I don't run into Base America Live coming up next, followed by Roger Stone, everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.